March 20th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, and Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 p.m.
Let's call, we good, Sheree? Let's call the Board of Equalization to order here. It's 2:45. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, make sure I get all this. Book. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the near the wall, the entrance of the county boardroom, and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, Sheree, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, what do you want to do with Brian? Just
he might come while we're...
Okay, fair enough. Okay, first thing on the agenda, we got the consent agenda items. They got the approval of the previous minutes from February 21st of 2023.
So
motion?
Moved.
Yes, sir. Okay, Bob, we'll make a motion.
Second.
And we got Troy. Will you call roll, please, on the consent agenda items?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we got new business. We got the board to approve and appoint and set the compensation for the use of the certified appraisers as referees for properties and valuation protest. We got the number one. It shows approval of referee agreements with Innovation Appraiser Services for residential and commercial. And then, do you want to go over each one individually?
Just as well.
The one's a little different.
So. Okay. Okay, so let's look at that one there. The number one. Chris, do you want to... you got all this paperwork as well, right?
No.
You do not?
No.
Okay, it looks like...
Is this the same?
I don't think they changed anything.
I was going to say, I don't think they changed.
No, it looked like this.
If I remember right.
These are all the...
All three of these?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sam and
you got
his
Doug
dad.
And Sam? Mm-hmm.
And then Daryl.
And Daryl. That's basically, that's one, two, and three here on the agenda, right?
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah.
And all three of them stayed the same?
I do believe so. I think just Daryl has a different contract than, isn't that what it was, Sheree?
Yeah.
Jennison had a different contract.
Well, anyways, the dollar amounts are on the second back sheet. The compensation amounts are different, obviously, for in-house, remote, and you got the hearings and protesters, and you got the BOE meetings, and you got the Turk. So all the dollar amounts are there.
Yeah.
Are they the same as well?
Yeah. I do believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think anything's changed money-wise.
Okay. So anyways, you got one, two, and three, okay? And then two, of course, is the referee with Standard Appraisals Services, Inc. for commercial, ag, and residential. And number three is the approval of the referee agreements with, is it Hablag?
Helvig.
Whatever. Agricultural Services Ag for ag parcels. So you got the three in front of us. Nothing has changed. So any questions, concerns? Just another year, boys and girls.
What are they, which ones are they particularly looking at this time? Is there a certain area they're looking at, ag, or what are they looking at? Or is it just kind of...
Commercial should be okay. It's probably everything else.
Okay.
So basically residential and ag is what they're looking at?
Okay.
And I'm sure there'll probably be a few commercials.
I'm sure there
will. I will be, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure.
So we got all of our bases covered here in writing, same as last time around. So new business on one, two, and three.
I'll make a motion to approve those three items.
Okay, Bob.
I'd second it.
Okay, we got Marty the same contract agreements pretty much with the three for refereeing and et cetera. So will you call roll, please, on that, Sheree?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, then on B, under new business, we have Christy requesting approval of the tax list corrections, if any.
I don't have.
And there's zero.
I don't have none.
Okay. Thank you, Christy.
Yeah.
Three, we got mail emergency business. Anything? Public comment? Anybody from the public would like to speak right now on the Board of Equalization? No? It is 2:51. We are adjourned from the Board of Equalization.
All right. Well, so, Troy.
Show it.
Troy, we're just going to file them.
Freaking me out. It's 3 o'clock. Let's go.
All right. 3 o'clock. I'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We have done the pledge already, and we'll go to the roll call, Sheree, please.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
All right. Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the now north wall in the hallway near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear about any item not on the agenda. Gene, I think that's you. Welcome.
Gene Murray. Proposing housing development on Lackawanna Drive. I just kind of wanted to bring you guys up to date on progress of it. There should be a final draft of the survey possibly this week, and it's going to be turned in to the city of South Sioux, which in turn will go to Dakota County, and I'm assuming that they will bring it to you guys. My surveyor says I don't do that physically,
mm-hmm.
but I just kind of want you to bring you up to date on it.
Are okay. You within that 2 mile planning and zoning?
Yes.
Are you? Got to be right at the edge.
Yes.
I think 110's it.
It is.
You're on the wrong side of 110.
What the surveyor told me, yeah. He said 110 is the line. But I brought copies of the preliminary drawings for everybody.
Okay.
Stuck together. My hands are so damn dry. Yeah.
So, time frame?
There's going to be, on this drawing, there's a future part of it, like a phase two.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's 16 lots right now that I'm concentrating on, right along Lackawanna Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 155th Street straight south. On my west boundary.
Would those lots be accessed off 110 then?
No. They'd be off of, you can kind of see 155th Street goes east, then
yep.
It's got a jog in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
We've drawn in an easement road going straight south, then
okay.
It goes back east, got another jog in it.
Yep.
For future.
Okay.
Right now, I'm going to have to put in, I'm going to guess it's a 500-foot road to appease lot number 4, which 4 and 3 are sold right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those two people, it probably going to be next year before they buy or build.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my wife, Tammy, are going to put up at least 2 duplexes ourselves down there and spec them out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to start that as quick as possible, but we're working with the water line, the rural water line. It's out into the field, and they're trying to get it marked permanently. And we need to know the setback off of that water line, what we can build on.
Okay.
There's a couple existing drain fields. I let people on the north side of Lake You Want to Drive. They were out of room. I let them put drain fields over on my side of the road. They're drawn in there. It'll affect lot 9 and lot 10 and 11, which I'm going to work around that. That's probably where my duplexes are going to go. All the lots, the minimum lot size is 1 acre. 2 lots are 3 acres. The rest of them kind of vary, but they're around 1 acre and 3/4 apiece.
So you said the lot 1, 2, 3, and 4, they're not accessible off 110?
None of the lots are. Okay. They're off of 155th Street.
Okay.
And that's the road that we're focusing on that's
yes.
going to come to the board to hard, look the hard surface.
The 155th, and that transitions into Lake You Want to Drive.
Correct me if I'm wrong, or verify that I remember our set down with Wally and et cetera. Is that like 4,400 feet I remember?
No, I don't think it's that far, Scott. I believe it's like 20. Well, it could be off of 110.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But on my property, it's like 2,800.
Right, right.
It very well could be off of 110.
For some reason, that stuck in my head, but neither here nor there. We'll have to figure it out. But, yeah, you got a game plan going on. I like it.
How close are you to doing anything, Gene? I mean, as far as actual...
As soon as I get verification from the rural water how far I need to be away from their water lines... My contractor asked me the other day when we could start. I've got the funding all lined up. I want to dig by it. Well, the duplexes are going to be no basements. It's going to be a slab.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start May 1st.
What lot you going to put them on?
9, 10, and 11? Yes.
That's what you said. Okay.
Yes.
Those are the three that you're...
Yes. We'll concentrate on them. We're building a... What do you call it, a covenant list
yeah.
right now. We're trying to put that together. It's going to be kind of restrict,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be not as strict as like Larry Albanicious's or Kevin Hohenstein's out of Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't want modular homes brought in, trailer mm-hmm. houses, of course. I don't want a bunch, you know, somebody to have 50 chickens or 3 goats. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
There's 10 chickens and 1 goat.
I've got to live with the people on the north side.
Yeah, I know yeah. you do. And I think I told this board that, you know, even during our sit down, that you made it real clear and it's very humbling that you know it has to work for the people across the
yes,
street.
Yes, it does.
You know, and that stuck in my head.
It's got to work with them.
Yep. If it don't work with them, it ain't gonna work for you.
No. Because I've got to live beside them.
Yeah.
And I don't want no grief.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, well, good luck. Hopefully it just keeps on rolling, and we appreciate the update. I don't know if anybody, Bob, you have anything?
No, thanks, Gene, for bringing yeah, this to yeah. us, though.
As soon as any new developments, I'll bring them into you.
Yeah, sure. So if you have any questions, we'll be getting back to you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it is.
Thanks a lot.
Hopefully the water, does it look promising? I mean, by talking to Lance and...
Yes.
They got enough, how big is that line that runs down there?
I believe it's an 8-inch. Lance told me... Originally, there's definitely room for 20 homes.
Oh, nice.
But he had talked to his boss.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep. So nice that it's already run down there. You can just tap on it. At least
yes.
phase one for sure.
Yes, yes.
Gene, are you even to the point where you can even look at selling any of these lots yet? Or are you...
I've had a lot of interest. I don't know my number on them yet because... I'm kind of going into this blind. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure there's going to be a lot of costs involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I think I'm pretty close
I
to
would.
Getting a number.
Yeah, it's smart to wait, though, until you know exactly
but,
what your number is.
You know, there's a lot more to it than what I originally thought.
Yeah.
And Larry Albanicious is kind of guiding me, and Kevin Hohenstein's kind of
guiding
me.
You got some good guidance, sir.
So they've been through it both, and they're kind of guiding me through it. So.
I did.
Well, thanks for the update. We're looking for good projects like these to kind of
Yeah, that'd be a great addition to the county for sure.
You might be a little more excited than what we are about it. Maybe.
No, I'm excited about it.
I am too.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Anyone else on any item not on the agenda?
I just want to say something real quick. Mike Carnes, Dakota County Star. I don't know if you guys have talked about the entrance to the courthouse here coming in off of the road here, but it's kind of a shaky entrance coming in there. It's a kind of a mess driving in, and I don't know if that's
on the Broadway here.
Coming right off of Broadway here, right?
Okay.
Right here on the south side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have been made aware of it or if you have any plans for it, but I might point it out to you guys.
Is there a pothole or something out there?
There's a lot of rough stretches. Some potholes in there.
I mean, I don't ever come in that way, so thank you for telling us. But
yeah, it's kind of your front porch to the community when they come in. So
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's
listen, come in the back way then. All right.
Next time I'll just if you got a helipad on the roof, maybe I'll just, have somebody just drop me in there. I can parachute in.
We'll trust you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Anything else? Anyone on any other item not on the agenda? Nope. All right. Then moving on to item two, consent agenda. Which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, March 6th, approval of payroll claims. Scott, thank you for looking at those today. Accounts payable, we're okay. Approval of officials' reports, deeds, clerk, and clerk of court.
So moved on the consent agenda items A, B, C, and D.
All right.
Second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Roy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right, motion carried. Item three is new business and resolutions. A board approve chair to sign the health insurance plan documents with Mid-American Benefits. Did I get that? MAB, and we got MAB on here for plan year beginning March 1st, 2023 through February 29th, 2024. Any comments, Matt or Robert?
We don't have any comments, but we're hope here. If you have any questions or anything else, my man's got the documents if you need them.
Okay.
I'm sure you have them available for signature. There are no changes from our previous meetings and discussions with the proposals. This is really a formality for the ASA, our administrative services agreement, the Hines agreement for utilization review and pre-certification, the Midlands Choice Appendix, and the treaty with U.S. Benefits and American National of Texas with the reinsurance.
Any question? Board questions on insurance?
So you emailed him the sheet of the...
I sent that out to all of you guys. I forwarded it.
Did?
Okay. What sheet?
And you think that's all fine? And
yeah, I provided a two-page formal response to all of that back to Cherie, and valid questions and areas, but as an example on one of them, as it regarded like actively at work provisions, et cetera, they're explicitly included in the application and the treaty the questions.
But like, what exactly does that mean? I mean, does that mean like if you're working for somebody else or?
So the actively at work, if I may, just talks about,
please.
Yeah, so say I work for the county and I'm out on workers' compensation. That's the best example I can give you. We just need to notify the reinsurance carrier about that, and we do that all during the negotiation process through the renewal. And then as part of that, they waive the actively at work provisions or requirements inside of the policies. And the reason they waive it, they put it in there in the event that there's non-disclosure. But when everything is fully disclosed, then they waive that provision. And so it, in the three-page treaty, the application, it's noted in there that provision is waived. And so that's an example to one of the items that were brought up as it relates to actively at work. Again, that's just one example, but encourage you all to read. I tried to be fairly lengthy in those responses and draw them back into all of the associated agreements and then the processes that we went through with the renewal to make sure, that's one of our very top priorities is to make sure that the county is in compliance and that the plan document that you have, which is your benefit program to your employees, that aligns with the reinsurance coverage so that there's risk protection, in that case, for the county, because that's the county's commitment with the reinsurance carrier and then be able to fulfill those obligations with your employee plan participants.
Okay.
Was there anything else in there, Troy? Questions you had that are not?
Thanks for taking the time to.
Yeah, and again, we welcome questions about those types all the time, and happy to give you answers. We've been doing it a long time, and there's nuances and vocabulary, et cetera, that not everybody's familiar with regularly. So happy to do that.
So this is a March.
February.
That's
contract.
Correct. Yes.
Yep. So when if we were going to do anything, when should we look at something for next year?
So we typically start our formal marketing process with the reinsurance carriers, and Robert and Don and his team will go to to the other ancillary markets, etc. We need 8 months of claim data. So at the end of the eighth month of your contract year, so that puts us, December?
Mm-hmm.
Or back then, at the end of November or so, you have December, January, February. Yeah, so like at the end of November, that's when we start that formal process.
Okay.
And be able to, our goal would be to lock it in or be able to come to you as early as possible with final terms and conditions so that you can make an educated decision as early as possible. Sometimes, as we've talked about before, underwriting risk review and analysis comes into play in any of the ongoing conditions that can be taking place at that time. But that would be our goal.
Okay.
Well, I think if,
okay. And I think if we learned anything this year, this go round, there's a lot of the moving parts with the insurance and putting the RFP out and things like that. I don't want to say we have too much information, but I know a lot more about it now than I did prior. And I know Troy had some questions that got answered. So anyway, we appreciate all your work and what you do for us shopping that out.
Likewise. Appreciate your coming up.
So, we need then a motion to approve.
Simple drive, right?
I'd make the motion to move forward with our health care for the coming season.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Marty, seconded by Scott to approve the plan and to be signed. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item B is board to approve or not approve resolution 23C-008, the vacation of public road described as starting at the east end of 230th Street west of Ann Avenue, then going west approximately 1/2 mile between Section 9, Township 27 North, Range 7, Parcel 220088594, and Section 4, Township 27N, Range 7, Parcel 220090599, Dakota County, Nebraska.
This has been on the agenda for the last 12 months or so.
This finally is our approval to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion on 23C-008 to approve.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve resolution. Call the roll, please. Shereen?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, item C is board to approve or not approve changes to the ROW permit on Appendix B, number 4.
So we brought this before you guys, several years ago,
Anyway, on number four, it had originally stated that if the insurance was to change, that the insurance company would let us know. Instead, we want to change it to the applicants because the insurance company isn't going to do that. I mean, if they had to send out a change to everybody that somebody was insured with. So I checked with Kim and I checked with Nirma, and they're both okay with that, making that change.
Everything good,
okay.
Kim?
Yep.
All right. Any other questions?
No, I'll number to C to approve.
Okay.
Changes. ROW permit.
Motion
number
by
four.
Scott.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Brian to approve the changes to ROW permit, Appendix B4. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Arnie?
Yep.
Okay, motion carried. Item D, board to approve the NIRMA Hall Roads Use Agreement to be used by the Road Department. Jolene, this is you again.
Yes, so we are working on getting something in place so when some of these contractors come in to do stuff, they don't tear up our roads and run away. Number 19, I believe it is, has the same wording about the applicant with insurance, and I would like to change that to the same wording that was in the right-of-way agreement so that the applicants would notify us if there's any change to their insurance. Another question I had is, as this is written, if somebody wants to have a road haul agreement, they would have to fill out the paperwork and come before the board. Do you guys want to be that involved? My concern is, since this is new and somebody's starting, we catch somebody out there hauling on the roads without a permit, and we tell them they have to stop and wait 2 weeks to come back before the board. I'm not sure that's a reasonable request, but...
Well, depending on what they're doing to the road. You know, it could be a reasonable request, depending on...
Is that a, I guess, Kim, is that something we could approve contingent upon approval by the road department, highway superintendent? I'm just looking for a... I see what you're saying, Jolene.
Yeah,
I'm looking
yeah.
for an easy,
I mean,
an easier way to... to get that done.
Well, if you're changing this, we'd have to... change it now before you approve it.
Right.
Yeah. Change some of the... change some of the wording on this. And then it also states that at the end to bring a resolution before the board to release the contractor of his obligations to take care of the roads anymore. So that's another thing you guys need to think about if you want that to come back before you guys. If I say, yep, it's okay, then you guys... release the contractor of their duties.
And there's a draft resolution in the back, too, for that.
We're at?
I think it's Exhibit
B.
This would be page 18.
Yeah.
So we have the we have what we need here with this resolution?
Yes.
That does that, okay?
Yep, to release them once everything's fixed.
Oh, that one. Okay, but what about the first part about
the changing of the with the contractors?
Do we have that?
The
that's on
agreement?
Page 16. So okay. This whole thing needs to be signed on page 16 when they come to us and want to do it. Page 16 has the board chair and the county clerk to sign off on it.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So I don't
a lot of information all of a sudden is coming out here, right? So
yeah, you guys can wait, but this is some of the things that me and Cherie
so we just need to
up with this morning.
The hall agreement, so basically what we're talking about is to approve the NIRMA Hall Roads Use Agreement to be used by the road department. So before we can approve anything, we need to change some things.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, and this is what
okay.
I'm
so
trying to bring
that's
forward.
A preliminary of us saying, okay, let's change the things that we need to change.
If you want to change it. Now, if you want everything to keep coming back before you guys, then the only thing we would need to change was
the insurance part from the insurance company to the applicant.
How about if there was an issue that the two people that are on county roads would look at it? Because they wouldn't have to wait for a meeting. I mean, we should be available to look at that, you know, like any committee.
Right.
Yeah. So like now Scott and Troy are on the road.
Well, right, no. So if somebody started hauling without a permit, we would just go to the two people on the road committee and have them sign off on it then?
That's what I'm suggesting.
I don't know if you guys are okay with that. I mean, that's just, you know, to not hold things up.
Not to hold things up.
What's your thought, Kim, on that? Is that the proper way to do it or not?
I would say don't take any action unless it's here.
To the board on the, okay. Okay.
I mean, if you want that part out, it's up to you guys.
If you want to think on it, that's perfectly fine, too. It was just some stuff we come up with this morning that we thought, well, we better look at this a little closer.
Well, I think we just need to come up with a solution right now of how we want it structured for, you know, to be on the agreement, and then next meeting we can say, you know, rubber stamp it and go. True or false?
Yeah, I think we need the. I would like to see it where the road committee could sign off before, because like you said, I mean, you might have somebody come in tomorrow and you know, we're not back until April 3rd.
What would some examples that would fall under this provision?
Well, a couple of years ago, we had a temporary asphalt plant put up out on one of our county roads, destroyed it, horrible dust. This has dust control stuff in there too. If somebody's doing, and we probably won't get them in our county, but like the wind towers, if they're coming out and they're doing stuff like that, running up and down the road hauling. Rev LNG is doing, and they're up next on the agenda, going to come in and build an access to Northern Natural Gas for their project they got going, and they'll have construction coming in and out, building the facility, what they need, so stuff like that.
Okay.
We can't...
So I think just talking to Kim a little bit about how this could play out. So if we take out, so page 16 is that first part. If we just don't do that and we go with the resolution, then on page 18, that we can do that today. Correct, Kim?
If you just want to take that chart out, is that
right?
But keep the resolution when it's all done.
But right. We would still need them to have to agree to the agreement, and that's what this is. So just.
But not for the.
Not with the board. So right. We could have.
For the road department.
The road department can sign up on that.
For the road department.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So then 2 weeks I'll bring back the edited version, and you guys can. Prove it then, hopefully.
Okay, so no action required then, correct?
Yeah, if you want it redone, then...
Okay, we'll redo Jolene, and I think we've reached
some of the things referred to Exhibit A and... We'll clean up the wording and bring it back.
I think we got there on this one. So we'll bring that back. I think we all know where we're going and how this will play out, and the road committee can sign off on those in the future then. So then we will then move on to E, or to approve a conditional use permit from NERNG Interconnect LLC at the property located at Section 1, Township 27, North Range 8 East, 6 p.m. at 6 p.m. Dakota County on 225th Street, Homer, Nebraska, for the construction of interconnect for upgraded biogas facility, dairy to RNG facility injection. This conditional use permit comes with a recommendation of approval from planning and zoning.
So this is Pat Troy.
Pat's going.
Flown in
Hello.
Here from the East Coast to answer your guys' questions and explain a little bit about what they're doing out there.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. So if you guys have any questions on the permit itself, the facility, the process, I'd be happy to field any questions you guys may have right now.
Well, I might ask some questions that you probably time frame.
Sure. Yeah. So we're just starting design right now.
Okay.
And we plan to hopefully begin construction later this spring, depending on weather and things of that nature, hoping to have this online winter, or more likely spring of next year.
Okay.
That would be the ideal timing. Depends how well I do my job.
What will the updates do that it's not doing now? What are the things that you're changing out there?
Yeah,
more capacity,
sure.
Or
no, mostly we're, you know, just as you advance design, and then you start to kind of build out some of the mechanical and electrical stuff, you may need to sort of tweak the layout a little bit, or mostly those are pretty small. I mean, this one's a pretty small, simple facility, so it should be pretty straightforward, you know, knock on wood for us.
Okay. Now, the way I understand is once it's complete,
uh-huh.
You're talking 2 to 3 trucks a day?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is the way I understand. And
yep.
During construction and during the day-to-day operation, even after construction's done, are we looking on the Bluff Road of using going in and out of Homer that way, and using Bluff Road? You're not planning on coming in off the highway of 77 on the 225th. Is that correct? In any form or shape or way, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You mean right along the railroad?
Yeah, right along the
railroad. Yeah, we can't
tracks.
Do that safely, I don't believe.
Okay.
With the pull-offs and the way the railroad's orchestrated the highway there. Yeah, and so we started to talk with the Village of Homer to discuss how we would route the trucks, you know, through the village. We could either, you know, go down and go through the village, or we could actually go straight north up Avenue G. I mean, we're kind of working with Jolene and the village to try to determine which way.
Going G off of 35?
Yeah, turn at the Twin Churches. Yeah.
So the main thing is, you know, I don't give two shits what Homer thinks. You know, I'm just worried about the county roads.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that, you know, we're not going to be left with a mess.
Yeah.
And a lot of expenditures. We've been down this dirt road a few times. And
gravel road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been down that gravel road a few times. But anyways, yeah, you just, I think you know, and I think you guys, I think the bases are going to be covered. But at the same time, I just want to make sure that there's not going to be a mess, you know, on a day-to-day basis that we're out there trying to, you know, repair or fix.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we understand your business aspect.
Yeah.
I get it. But it's just unfortunate that railroad tracks there where it couldn't be, you know, be more simpler, you know, coming in and out of that way than coming, you know, from the north or the south. That's all I'm saying.
We agree. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, you know, we're trying to, you know, find the road haul agreement, make sure that, you know, everybody feels comfortable that we're, you know, being good stewards.
Right. We have our bases covered there, right?
That's what we're...
Yep.
Just talked about.
Yep.
Yes. So.
Just want to make sure.
The zoning board.
Yeah, this was contingent.
No, I know you guys are serious. I know you guys are flown in several times. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So yeah, it's a good thing. I just, like I said, I just want to. I'm after the roads.
Totally get it. Yeah.
You get it.
Yep.
You get it. So this isn't your first rodeo, I'm assuming.
No, but everyone's important, and you know, this is something we want to take very seriously and make sure that we're, you know, doing what you guys want.
Yep, so. Absolutely.
Any questions about the facility or anything beyond the roads?
What do you think we should know?
Not really. I mean, we're hoping to construct it on the timeline you had mentioned. It's about 6 acres. You know, the information's in the permit there. You know, three truckloads a day is what we're projecting.
Yep.
And you know, it's right next to the Northern Natural Gas facility,
yep.
So you know that sort of makes it a little bit simpler from a development perspective, since we're working hand in hand with them.
Yep.
They're helping us with some of the things they learned from their development there. So
we hope it all goes well, and hopefully it's successful for everyone.
Well, great. Any other questions?
where would you guys be hauling in?
It's called renewable natural gas.
Okay.
So it's essentially natural gas that is generated from cow manure at large scale dairy farms, and you know, it's created through what's called anaerobic digestion, anaerobic digester tanks, and cleaned up to, you know, pipeline grade gas and transported and injected at this facility.
Okay.
No smell involved.
No. No.
Nope, not related to the Big Ox project.
Yeah. Not related to the Big Ox project. No.
Sister company.
No. 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 No.
I had to ask.
Yes, we are not. But good question, though.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Okay. Is there a motion then to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Scott.
Second.
Seconded by Brian to approve the conditional use permit. Call roll, please. Yes.
Scott. Yes.
Brian. Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, item F is board to review and approve bid for Gulf Road Repair Site 1. Jolene, it's you again on Gulf Road.
Jolene, you are popular today. Don't go far.
Gulf Road Site 1, was that the first one?
Yes.
So, Concrete Plus had the low bid of $51,674.10. I would recommend we go with that bid. They did some work for us last year on the Bluff Road, so.
Okay.
How many,
the door with the county.
How many people did you send out to have bid the project?
Probably five.
Wow.
You got two back.
Everybody's busy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So, yep. Board to review and approve site one. I mean, you guys open them up. It's in front of you. You can see what Gil, Concrete Plus, they've done work for us. I'll make a motion for Concrete Plus on repair for Gulf Road repair site one for $51,674.
I second that. Go ahead.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve Concrete Plus for Gulf Road Repair Site 1. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, then item G is board to review and approve bid for Gulf Road Repair Site 2.
That's a little dip down the way, right?
Right, yep. And so that one was also Concrete Plus had low bid of $15,054.23.
Again, between the two, Gil and Concrete, plus $15,054.23, I'll make a motion to approve Concrete Plus to do the Gulf Road Site 2.
How can there be that big a difference in the
size of the project?
I would have to say that Gill Construction's probably a little busier, and if they squeezed it in, they were going to make it worth their while type of thing. Okay. I can only guess.
Okay.
I mean, they're pretty close on some stuff.
Right.
But, second.
Okay. Scott, was that you?
Yeah.
Motion and seconded by Brian to approve Concrete Plus on Gulf Road Repair Site 2.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Then item H is board to review and approve bid for C Avenue.
So,
it's about the same situation as the Site 2 for golf. It's a dip right down there in front of Tyson.
Right. And I should mention Site 1 on Gulf Road was a bigger project.
Yep.
That's for the 1 and 6 next year. And these two smaller ones, if we can get them in this budget this year, it's good. But if not, we'll work them in the next year in the 1 and 6. But it's kind of basically maintenance we need to do. Okay. So
on C Avenue, like I said, same. It's almost the same dollar amount as what the Concrete Plus, because it looks like it's they've been out on both roads. It's almost the same identical situation. So, as you can see, the three bids or whatever, but the 15,000 Concrete Plus is the lowest. I will approve. I would like to make a motion to approve for Concrete Plus on C Avenue panel repair of $15,405.70.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve Concrete Plus for the C Avenue work. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, item I is approve a special designated liquor license for Watt Berterum of Siouxland Inc. for a fundraising event on May 28th from 1 to 10 p.m. at the location of 500 142nd Street, South Sioux City, Nebraska. Anybody here from those?
I don't think they are, but I'm going to tell you something. I've been to that thing a few different times. They come every year. It's a party. Mm-hmm. Those Asians know how to party out there. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They're good people, and I think they invite everybody to come out. But, yeah, it's quite the event.
They always invite all their neighbors, so they don't have any issues.
Yeah, good people.
Good.
Yeah, they'll feed you like a king. Wow. But anyways, I'll make a motion to approve the special liquor license for the people at the...
I'd second that.
Yeah, 142nd Street.
Okay, a motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve the liquor license on said date and time, 542nd Street.
Right?
Pardon?
Okay.
Call the roll, please.
Yeah, very Asian.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, item four, or business and miscellaneous, board to discuss the Zell HR agreement and then approve to continue, change terms, or terminate. Grace, I see you're here today.
Yeah.
Would you like to comment at all?
I thought it'd be good for me to be here, talk through any questions you guys might have.
Okay.
Obviously, I've been talking with a few of you about things, but just thought it would be helpful to be here if there's any comments or anything that I can add as you guys make that decision.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Grace from
board? The one thing when we went through the handbook the other day, I guess I didn't realize. Do you guys have any attorneys in your outfit on staff?
In our staff, no, we do not have attorneys on hand. We do have attorneys that work with us on certain compliance policies mm-hmm. that we suggest and recommend for any of our clients.
Okay.
And then it is for our clients to be able to have it reviewed by an attorney outside or have an attorney that we work with that we could recommend that review it outside of our team.
Did they review it outside at the county's cost?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Well, this is what I want to say about it. Okay, first of all, it was $5,000 a month, and then they made the deal for $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously our agreement has ended mm-hmm. at the $4,000. So does it go back to $5,000 now?
No, you're at $4,000 right now.
Okay.
Since there's been no notice or change or anything like that, you guys would still be at the $4,000.
And I'm just going to be honest with you, Grace. You know, from the get-go, I was against this.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one out of the other board mm-hmm. that was together that was against it. And I don't know the outcome, if it's mm-hmm. been worth, you know.
Yeah, I actually brought a handout for you guys to look through just to see what we're currently doing and then a continuation of projects that we could offer. I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, is if you
yep,
could
absolutely.
Refresh us on what you
yep.
have.
Yeah, if you guys want to take a copy of that, we can kind of walk through what's in progress and then a continuation of projects and services that we can offer to you guys.
So now all of a sudden, I'm just going to put point blank you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, here comes termination. All of a sudden, now you want to offer more things to us.
These have always been on
Makes
the
sense.
Table. These are always a part of it. So in
okay.
our original contract, all of these are initiatives that are in our original contract with you guys. Now, obviously, thank you. Well, my short little arms. Thank you. Now, obviously, can we achieve every single project at 1 month at a time? No, because obviously some of these projects are quite time-consuming. So these have always been services and projects that we have on the agenda for every single client that we work with in a retained
okay.
portion. So a couple of things that we have in progress or have been done for you guys already. Obviously, the county health insurance RFP, that was something that we wanted to do. We were able to bring a couple of different options to you guys from a broker standpoint and had a good discussion in a meeting when we were here. Obviously, you guys made a decision to move and obviously signed and approved on your current health plan right now, too. Now, from that RFP, you guys obviously have options for people that we brought to you. Should you ever want to make a decision, should you ever want to review any of those options that we brought to you via that RFP process, those are still continuing to be available to you as you come up to renewal time again, or want to change at any point during the year as well. We are currently in process for your employee handbook, so a review and a revision. Obviously, you have an employee handbook in place. We do have our team that's currently looking over. We had a meeting just last week, have a follow-up meeting this coming week where we're reviewing that, and then any changes and revisions that come out of that, Zelle will work and lead that for the rollout for all of your employees. So any major changes of policies, procedures that come out of that, we will work with your employees to make them aware of any of those changes and how that affects them within their role here at the county. Reviewing processes and procedures, this is just an ongoing thing. Obviously, as any departments, elected officials, department heads have questions about reviewing of processes or procedures, should they want to change them overall for the county or overall for just for their department, we work hand-in-hand with any elected official or department head that wants to review a process to make sure that it's efficient and also make sure that it's in compliance for just obviously the job that we have and the role that we play for our employees as the employer. Employer relations, this is a day-to-day thing depending on what comes up, working with elected officials, department heads as they need help from us with employee relations, working with employees as they have questions for us, whether it be in regards to their supervisors, to the county, to their benefits, anything like that, just doing the day-to-day relations as those things happen. FMLA processing, this is something that we're doing to make sure you guys are in compliance. Should you have any employees that are going to be on FMLA leave, we're making sure we have the paperwork on hand, making sure that we're reporting that, documenting that correctly to have all of that within compliance for the employee's right to be on FMLA leave. Offboarding documentation and processing, making sure that if we were to separate from an employee, we've got all the documentation to protect the county in that separation, or just processing that correctly so that we can have a clean separation both for the county and for that employee should that be the cause of separation for them. And then compensation statements. This is a project that we're working on right now with the clerk's office, gathering compensation information that will be handed out to every employee so they can see a full compensation statement of what they received in the previous year as an employee of the county. Gives them a really good idea that it's not just the day-to-day, you know, hourly rate that they're receiving. What are their benefits value that they're actually getting? What's the dollar amount that's attached to that? So they can see everything that the county is giving them from a value standpoint of their role here, not just that hourly rate, because we all know that an employee is actually much more valuable and has a lot more of a dollar amount behind them than just the, you know, hourly rate that they're receiving as an employee here. So those are some of the things that are in progress that we've been doing for you guys. A couple initiatives to be completed, other options and services that I think would be very beneficial that we've talked with a few of elected officials that I've talked with Cherie in the clerk's office. Compensation analysis and benchmark, this is per department. If there's any department that wants to do a study to say, am I competitive, am I offering an hourly rate that's gonna bring me in people, from, you know, if they're looking to hire on more people, or are we just being fair, are we being competitive, because obviously it's a tough job market out here, so we can do that research. Have a benchmark to make sure that we have room to provide a job that's going to be enticing for people, but also room for those roles to grow. And obviously working with the board too, should you want us to do a large overhaul for that from a budgetary standpoint to see what you would maybe need to change, or what you could incentivize in that stance. Employee learning and development, this is something that we offer from a training standpoint. So should any department, any elected official department head want to be able to offer training development on certain processes, procedures, things like that, we offer those. That's all a part of this retained fee that we have for you. So again, the value that you're getting out of that. Job description analysis and review. Every department should have job descriptions on hand. These are very valuable when it comes to things like FMLA leave, when it comes to separation of employment, when it comes to onboarding. I know currently not all of your departments do have updated job descriptions, and this is in your handbook, so this would be a project that we will want to complete with every single department to make sure that we have those on hand, because they are an important piece of information to have for every single employee. Leadership development program, so should you want to ever offer anything for elected officials or department heads to offer them opportunities to gain new leadership skills or just have an opportunity for that, that's something that we can do. We've talked about performance evaluations for your review process. We have a review process that we've discussed. I've talked about that with Bob and Cherie before, about bringing you guys a new option for reviews to make sure that we're having at least conversations once a year with all of our employees within their roles to make sure that we as the county, as their employer, are taking care of our employees throughout their roles here with us. Stay and exit interviews, obviously, as employees come on, we want to have conversations with them to make sure that they're happy with their position, if there's anything within their position that we need to change, anything that we can do to make them stay. Those are important things. And then exit interviews, should an employee decide to leave employment with the county, making sure we have a conversation with them outside of that with their direct supervisor, having a conversation with them to see if we can get a full understanding of why they chose to exit employment with the county, and making sure that we're setting up for any replacement, setting that role up for success, and making sure we obviously don't have employees wanting to continue separate employment with the county. And then recruitment strategies, we do have a recruitment team that's available to help you guys as any department would need to bring on multiple roles, just singular roles. We do have a recruiting team that is devoted to helping the county with that within our retainer as well.
And you have helped us with some HR problems here and there for different departments.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Obviously, can't really speak to those from a confidentiality and employment or employee security standpoint, but yes, we have been helping with some
things. Grace, I wasn't here when you guys, you know, originally came into the board, so I enjoyed getting to kind of see what you're all about. In the last month or so, I've talked to all the department heads within the county, and the consensus was, not the consensus of that, all of them agreed that they just don't feel like they're getting their money, not their money's worth, but they just don't think that we need to spend $4,000 a month to get what we're getting. And like I said, I've talked to them all individually. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, the things that, most of the things that we talked about, and you guys have a great service, don't get me wrong, and I'm not anti-HR, mm-hmm. but if I have an employment problem, I would rather call, you know, NERMA, NACO, or talk to my county attorney, because there I'm talking to an attorney with a background in that, and they're doing that at no cost because we're members of NERMA and NACO. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's hard for me to justify spending $4,000 of the tax money each month for something where I can, with a little bit of my own legwork, I can get that information for free. So that's just my feeling on it. Mm-hmm.
Questions, other questions for Grace while she's there?
Well, and I think there's probably a fit. I think you guys, just like kind of falling off of what Marty said, I think there's a fit, you know, of your guys' service, personality service, but me personally, I just, you know, I've been around here since, you know, for a moment, mm-hmm. and I just think that being, you know, with dealing with elected officials, and, you know, they run their own offices, and yes, there might be a time or a moment that you guys would fit into the criteria of something, but mm-hmm. I don't know, like I said, I was, from the very get-go, I'm just going to be honest with you, I thought it was going to be maybe a better fit from starting off, you know, with, you know, losing Joan, but, you know, Sheree's been around for a long time, mm-hmm. and she's fitting the criteria just well, but I don't know. I kind of thought it was going to be a good thing, but then when it came vote time, I was like, you know, it's a lot of money, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't see where it would justify for us. Mm-hmm. Offer a lot of great things, but I don't know. Me personally, I don't have no change of heart from where I stood, you know, 6 months ago or 7-8 months ago. I just I don't know. That's where I'm at, and I don't know if Bob or if Brian has anything, or Troy, I know.
I think some of our departments just really haven't reached out to use the resources, Lizelle. I don't know why. But
there's probably more resources there than what I'm aware of, but you got to realize something. It's kind of, do I want to say small and old school? You know, is that a good...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, you have...
That's what the perception would be of this discussion, that we're, you know, kind of out of touch and not willing to go make the next step. And, you know, there will be a time maybe where that would be something that this county would be a part of, but I don't know that, you know, if we can get those things for free, I just don't think we need to spend, you know, $48,000 on it.
Well, like NERMA, if we have a problem, I know we're... with NERMA, but will they come right to our door and help us with the employee problem? Or, I mean, is this something you do over the phone with them? Or, I mean,
well, it's something that you do. Well, the employment people have been here before and handled much more severe situations than anything that's happened in the last 2 years. And they,
but they're easily accessible if you
call them right now, they'll talk to you.
Right now.
Yep.
they are 100% accessible. That's their job. I mean, we're paying our dues to them, and their job is to answer the phone when we call. And they're very good about it. You called them just recently on the safety thing with the out in the hall. Did they get back to you right away?
I guess my comment for Grace and the board are, you know, they we heard about them a couple times at different conferences, and obviously they do a great job and do what and have done really everything that we've asked them to do. But then also then that gets back to the cost, right, for all of us, and we're the ones that have to agree or not agree to do that cost. I just wanted the board to be aware that NACO and NERMA are not free.
They're far from free.
So anyway, so you know, they. My point is that they have done what we have asked them to do. And my only reservations when I first learned of Zelle and the work that they do with counties was I thought it was another layer away from the employees, you know, that with the offices that either they're elected official or we can talk to ourselves, you know. They're definitely have done everything we've asked them to do, and I think they've done that fine. But that's not the question. The question is the dollars.
It is the dollars, and it basically boils down to this here, and it's kind of like you could ask every. We got a couple department heads that we deal with, okay, that we hire that they answer to the board. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the rest are elected officials, mm-hmm. okay? So you could ask an elected official, what's your thought on this? Well, when it comes budgetary time, and, you know, we're trying to slash budgets and take money and trying to figure the monies out, it's like, well, what's the point of spending 50 grand a year or 48 or whatever it is, plus the mileage and et cetera? What's the point? What are they done? I think that's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a fair statement or not, but that's what it boils down to. You know, and yes, do we pay, like Bob said, we do pay a fee. We do pay for the insurance, obviously. Mm-hmm. We do pay for NACO. But, you know, we've been on board with them for decades. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But Bob's probably right. Whatever we've asked you guys to do, you've done. But me personally, I just couldn't see the fit from the get-go, and believe me, I was not tunnel vision about it. Mm-hmm. I was very broad, trying to figure it out, and to me, it just didn't fit our criteria at all. And that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's going to be a vote here today mm-hmm. of what's going to happen from here on out with Zelle and us. But that's just my opinion.
It would have been fun to see what they could have done with health insurance if we could have got our RFPs back in time, so we could have really got a price from somebody else. And I know some of you guys don't think they could have done any good, but I think if we wouldn't have had a few things in our way, that you guys could have really done us some good there.
My understanding was that Zelle didn't have everything completed that they needed to have completed in order to receive those documents. Is that not true?
Well, and we were up against a time frame, too, where it just wasn't going to work. I think even if we had the numbers, I mean, we were just asking for trouble, the way I understand it, you know, in that renewal process. So.
Well, okay, we started them with September 22, correct? Is that what it reads? September 22 we started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that was an issue from let's say, for instance, the first 30 days, mm-hmm. I think you guys would have known, but... Obviously, they just said today by November you got to get your ducks in a row mm-hmm. yeah. to figure out.
And they should know that and tell us.
Well, that's what I would have thought.
After 8 months.
You know, maybe. I don't know. I don't know mm-hmm. where along the line, if that the ball got dropped somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden it came up in January. It was too late. Does that sound like something?
Yeah. Well, I'm the one that had to give the notice to the insurance company they wanted it, and I guess I didn't realize that's what it takes.
The time frame.
Yeah. I guess I thought that they were just gonna. Since we voted to let them take care of it, they were just automatically going to give that to Zelle, mm-hmm. but they didn't.
Yeah, so. We did come up against something of a release of information. So we did request it, that there was a release of information.
So they didn't have that.
I will say it's been absolutely fantastic to work with you guys. Every single, you know, employee, every single, you know, department head, elected official that I've worked with has been wonderful. We would love to continue. Obviously, we work with a ton of other counties. We work in about 15 other counties throughout the state. We are a great partner with NACO. We do work with NRMA as well. So, you know, whatever decision you guys make out of here, it does not mean that I'm walking out of the door and you do not have my information to reach out to me. I think the difference, you know, and some of the differences that you'll see with what you have from NRMA or NACO, they do deal and can answer some of your questions. Do they help you with the minuscule day-to-day things? Probably not as much as we do. There's a lot of behind the scenes from a paperwork, documentation, conversations with employees, conversations with your elected officials, department heads, that we do provide as just an extra level of service, because obviously our day-to-day truly is employees, right? And employee management, employee relationships, benefits, things like that, versus the large scale of county operations. We really are coming in to partner with you guys, obviously, from an employee relations standpoint. So that's where a lot of the bread and butter of our service comes into. But obviously, it's been great working with you guys. We've really enjoyed it. I love working with Cherie. She's fantastic to work with, too. And should you make a decision today, obviously, to not continue with us, it does not mean that you do not have my information to reach out should an employee situation open up that you need. There is obviously an option that would you like a new proposal from us. I am absolutely happy to send a new proposal that would look a little bit different, would have a few different terms, but should you think that you'd like to continue on with us, and obviously we'd love to continue on with you, we're happy to send a new proposal your way if you'd like to consider that and see what that would look
like.
Dumb
question, and I'm sure you might not know this, but somebody in your company does, but how many hours have you dealt with Dakota County in the last X amount of months?
That I could not answer off the top of my head.
I figured you could, but somebody can, I promise you.
Yeah.
Because they got that number figured out somewhere along the line where they know that it's justifiable for the time that you're spending with the people
of
Dakota County.
We obviously have a setup where we do like a per hour rate with some clients, and so we do track hours. But the setup we have with you guys as a retainer, it is a 24/7 availability. So we don't necessarily track the hours that we're working with you guys because that's all encompassing.
Right.
Obviously, I'm gonna accept the call that comes in at 7 o'clock in the morning if we have an employee issue right away. I'm gonna accept a call that comes in at 7 p.m. if we've got an issue. So in not necessarily tracking that in an hourly status, because that's not the way our retainers are set up. Our retainers really are set up to be all encompassing and really be working around the clock for you guys on whatever we need to do.
Okay. Any further discussion? Anybody wants anything else you want to add?
If you don't have anything else, Grace, you can sit down.
Okay.
And the board then. I guess we need a motion or any more discussion. We have a contract that is through March, takes us through March, I believe. If we do terminate, we have to provide a written notice of that.
But we have to do it 30 days in advance, I believe.
Yes.
So probably through April.
Right. Okay. So through April. So anyway, those are the nuts and bolts.
I'll just see where this goes. I usually am the one that sees where things go, but this is what I'm going to say. I'm gonna just put down that I'll make a motion to not to continue the agreement with Zelle and to give them a written 30-day notice, which will take us into the end of April, correct?
Mm-hmm. I'd second that, but I think it's probably the first of the month, so we'll probably be through April.
Yeah, through April.
Through April, yep.
Whatever the termination is, so.
Okay, discussion anymore? Motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to then continue through April and then not to renew. You got that, Cherie? Okay, call roll, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
No.
All righty.
Chris, thanks for all you've done.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris.
Item B, board to discuss use of GPS trackers on road department equipment and approve to continue or terminate agreement with Verizon Connect. So that is if I have this right, Jolene, you might want to come up for any questions. $265.30 a month, is that correct?
No, $376.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Got it. So $376.95. Jolene, can you just give us a good or your comments on this?
I don't. It's come in handy a couple of times. We've had some issues with employees that we were able to go back and look at. A couple times we had some issues with the truck drivers. Couldn't remember where they hauled their routes, or one time LG ever sent us a bill and we could prove to them that we weren't even there that day. You know, there's been a handful of situations where, you know, it's come in handy, but I don't have time to check it all the time, and neither does Brent. I think for almost $400 a month, I don't know if we're getting the goody out of it.
Brent's told me he's used it to go look for guys before. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't use it every day. And I have used it, too. I have it on my computer at the shop. So if I have somebody where I, you know, if I want to go see where somebody's at, I can go up there.
You can do that with a phone call, too. You know, where are you?
You can, but it's pretty nice to just know where you're going and you know for sure. And you can also, Scott, you've probably never seen it. Or you don't have it on your computer, not now that you're on the roads or anything. But you can, if you had the one grader, like if you have D2 or whatever, you can go back and backtrack and see everything, what route they did all day long, how fast they're going. It don't tell you if the blade's down or whatever. Yeah. But
I know that it'll tell you a lot of things, the service and et cetera. Again, not beating the old drum, but 2011 we did this. And we did it for a couple of years just to try it, and I don't remember what the fee was back then, but it just didn't seem at that time, before we, you know, voted on this, you know, two and a half years ago, you know, again, I was there, we tried it, it didn't work. And so when I see the paper of the tracking, I have no idea in God's name what I'm looking at. I don't know if you guys do, but if somebody knows what they're looking at as far as when they get that, I'm just being honest with you. With all the numbers, and
it's a total of the 18 machines, all their hours, you know, so
tells you
the one says 113 days of activity. That just means you're 18 days times your 2 weeks. Is my
number
guess.
Of stops, max speed, S377, total idle time, 75 hours, you know, average distance. I guess if you go down to Bob, let's just use this for example. Bob runs a maintainer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Active 5 days, engine on 15 hours, 13 minutes. Driving duration is 8 hours, 19 minutes. Idle duration is 6 hours and 32 minutes. Engine off, 6 hours and 4 minutes. And then distance, 87.9 miles, and max speed of 30, and number of stops, 51. What is that?
Well, yeah, and I can't say the machine idles for 6 hours every 2 weeks. You know, I don't know the engine's on for 15 hours, but we're only driving. You know, I don't know at what speed it picks up that you're actually in motion. I guess I'm not...
To me,
that.
This is just my opinion, okay? This might be, if you don't have any trust, if this is micromanagement in my eyes. Am I wrong or right? Is this micromanagement?
Yeah.
Okay, to me it is. I don't know. Everybody looks at micromanagement differently. But if you don't have a trust in your people, okay, and we delegate to Jolene and to Brent to run things out there like it was Fred prior years, you know, I guess... There's no perfect world, people. I mean, seriously. I mean, if you got to track your people, I don't know. Is it worth $400 a month? I don't know. I personally, I don't think it is, but I don't know.
It's less than 4,000.
Huh?
Less than 4,000.
She's gone.
Less than 4,000 a month.
Oh yes, yeah, it is. But and it,
you know, I don't, Scott. I don't look at it as.
Micromanaging?
I don't. And the reason is that, you know, Jolene, I think you've used it once or twice. Had some questions on some employees.
Yeah. And maybe if I had a monitor up on the wall where I had it hooked up all the time and I could look up and see. But
right. When
I'm working at my desk and I have to stop what I'm doing and log in and check.
No, I get that. But if I live out on 225th and I say that the county has not been on my road for 6 weeks, this will tell.
I would
tell
have to
you,
go back and look at the guy's log to see that, yes, they were on that road, then go confirm it with GPS.
But it
tells me they're on that road. It doesn't tell me what they're doing on that road either, though. It tells me they could just be driving real slow. They could be,
going from A to B, using the road.
Yeah,
Well, how many phone calls have we ever had that, the plane drove by here and they never had their blade down?
Often. It happens a lot. They don't, you got to get where you're going.
Right.
Well, and then, people call me and said their road wasn't, pushed for snow or whatever. You can go back and look and see if they were down that road or not. And I'm telling you, it's really cool. If you have it on your computer, you can go back and see where the guys were, what they were doing, the pickups, and see how fast they're going. It shows if they're going to the speed limit. It shows the whole route. I mean, I think it's a tool that is not utilized enough.
I guess I've just...
And we did have a instance where we didn't have to pay for a load of gravel they built us for because we know we weren't there. I mean, but it's a tool, but if you don't use a tool, it don't work. So
yeah, I can't say that I've used it, and I guess I've really never had the need to use it nor the time to use it. But I don't know, I guess it's more of a tool for the department or for the people at the road department in my eyes. It's more of a tool for you. So, could you put up a monitor and have that up there the whole time? You got two monitors in front of you now. Could you put a third monitor where it's on there the whole time where you can watch it?
You glance up at it. You couldn't,
right.
But yeah.
I don't know. Wherever you guys want to take this to. What's on? Is it to discuss the department equipment approved or continued? So, yeah, whatever you guys...
I guess I didn't read the contract date on this. Is this kind of the same as...
It should be month-to-month.
We started off with a one-year contract, I think.
Oh, thank you.
And that was up last May. So is it right now, maybe it's a month-to-month situation? I guess I'm not sure. Because initially it started off for a year.
I looked through the computer and didn't find anything except this.
What I sent you?
So we're currently month to month?
Or maybe we might have to call and find out.
So like under, say, just take Bob for instance. When there's a D2, D4, D5, D6.
Okay.
What are those are obviously different.
So the Ds are the gravel trucks.
Okay.
And the snowplow trucks.
Okay.
D for diesel is what I'm assuming is how they started off.
G's for graders.
G's for gas.
Oh, all right.
And that's what, this system was in place before I got there, so that's the only sense I can make out of it. So the names are the actual graders.
Okay.
And there are different solutions out there for this too. There's Verizon to another one that gives you what you need for safety, so you see if guys were here or there. Or if no one's back at the office, they can't get their cell phones. Or like a safety feature, oh, he's stuck here, he's been here for 20 minutes. Maybe rolled over, something like that, like you're discussing. But less of a monthly payment, too. So there are other solutions you could look at. You want to maybe go out for RFP or something like that and see, all right, you have Verizon, you have this person, that person. That way you're still covered, but you don't need to have all the high-end stuff. So there are different options.
Well, so it's same deal, Scott.
Yeah, I don't. I'll let somebody else get this party started.
I'll make a motion that we keep him, retain him.
I'll second that.
Do you like it or not?
Any other?
You use it enough that we need to keep
him. I honestly...
looked at it probably 10 times in the 2 years. How often Brent's using it, I don't know. I only use it when there's an issue.
But if it's a big enough issue, it could be a lawsuit issue.
Could be.
Be a lawsuit issue with this thing too.
Any other questions? Enough.
I should know you. I'm sorry, but
information.
I'm here from the Paul. I'm here from the cameras. But I just in the technology world, so I kind of know.
Yep. Okay.
What are looking at stuff to you?
So we have a motion and second. To continue, Cherie, please.
Scott.
I'm going to go with a yes.
Brian?
No.
Marty?
I know. It's $300 some a month. I know.
I'll go with a yes.
I know, I was all over the no, yes. But I think by the end of the day, it's like...
I think that if that's the case, though, I think we ought to, you know, get her a screen on the wall to where, if she does need to do a quick reference, she doesn't have to go through five steps to do it. You know,
so let's spend a couple $100, get her a monitor or whatever the case may be.
To get it done right to where that way Brent, if he needs to come and look at her, you're not, like you say, you're not shutting down, trying to go to a different screen and that type of thing. But I think we need to make improvements on that part of it if we're going to do it.
Be able to utilize it more.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there and I can... You know,
just glance up and see
what's going on. It might make a difference.
You will be high tech. I think we lost our train of vote.
You.
Yes.
So, I thought why don't we'll look into that. Who do we want to look into that, or as far as what it would take
that,
to...
That guy right there can look into it, can't you?
We have...
RTI. The first of all, I need to get a computer and a monitor, because that way it's connected right to Verizon.
Okay.
Because her computer she has out there right now only supports two monitors.
It's too advanced. It's too advanced.
So she has a small PC or something. She'll need to the internet. Okay. She'll be good to go. So you get a quote from them.
Okay.
Why don't we get a quote from them? And why don't we get a decent sized monitor so she's not having to squint to do it?
How about a
little bigger
monitor? We can always say it. Like Scott said, he got before. I don't want to set him off. All right, let's move on.
What'd she say?
We moved on. Item C is board approval. For chair to sign a letter with to Shive Hattery Construction Manager terminating the AIA document B132-2009 agreement. This was our phase two jail project. I asked the sheriff or mentioned at the last meeting if there's any information on that to bring it to us. Just a brief message from him that he said that it's not going to happen. So
not going to happen because of the interest rates, correct?
Yeah.
Because at one time it was 1.3 or 1.75, now it's 4.5 or something. So it's my thought process, okay? I know it's very confusing, and I'm confused over it as well. Because, and I don't know the exact date when this all went down, but I recall that I was not at that meeting, and it was a 4-0 vote to move forward to the phase two with the architects, okay? Okay. And then... From there, the votes went very wishy-washy, yes, no, yes, no, whatever the case may be. I mean, we can all look back on it. It's real simple. Because it even came back to, at one time, with the after it was a 2-3 vote, 2 yes, 3 no, and then all of a sudden we did a soil sample, and then all of a sudden it was a 4-1 vote. I mean, it was just all over the place. It was absolutely absurd. But at the end of the day, the jail, the money the county spent on the phase two jail was $430,561. And the architects waiving any additional fees with termination, but they were, the $230,656 was transferred from the general miscellaneous fund, and then the remaining $199,904 was paid for with the federal inmate revenue that was put into the jail fund, $4,200, okay? But that was also taken away from the general fund revenue when directed to the jail fund. So anyways, long story short, we're not for sure if we owe any money back to the feds.
Yep.
Okay? Because it stopped doing it in July of 2022, and the per diem went from 65 to 80, and it's still at 80. So are they going to want reimbursed their $15 per inmate over the last, you know, X amount of months that, you know, that we made the deal with them, you know, where it looked like it was going forward. So anyways, that's a lot of money to have an architect and soil samples for whatever reason. That it's a lot of money to be wishy-washy, put it that way.
I thought that the extra money that we were getting paid was to put towards that part of the deal.
It was.
It was, wasn't it?
There's not a deal.
Well, I mean, to get the
the increase per diem.
Per diem.
Yeah.
He's talking about the increase per diem.
Yeah, and that money was to be used for what?
The architect.
For architect.
Plans, et cetera, things we're doing. So,
it
is what it is. I mean, yeah. So here we are.
I know it is what it is, but my point is I don't know if there's any reimbursement that's going to need to take place. I can't answer that. Let's hope not. But there was several hundred thousand dollars spent for something that should have probably been discussed and thought about before we ever made that initiative with the people in Kansas City, okay, to do this. So
as an outsider looking in, I mean, the fact that you would go, I mean, if you want to go, if you're for it, fine. If you're against it, fine. But to cost the county $430,000 because you don't know. You know, we're talking about not wanting to spend $4,000 a month trying to save the county some money earlier, and then we spent $430,000, and you know, it wasn't very long ago where, you know, we weren't able to make payroll and waste that money, I think.
Well, it was just absurd how wishy-washy everything was, because even after the public hearing that we had in the courtroom, you know, it seemed to be, it changed a few of the board members' mind. And I don't want to dwell on the past, but it was just very uneven, unbalanced to be making those type of decisions. And you didn't know from one week to the next where you were at. And I understand people can change their minds, but good God.
Well, it started out that it was a low amount of money to get a bid, but he had all these tiers set up, which I really didn't understand, that it just kept going up and up and up, and you had to get clear up there, and you kept paying more and more. And that's why it cost so much to get a bid, because you had to keep going clear up there.
I guess we just need to understand then.
Yeah. Well, it's a live and learn, I guess, situation. Expensive one.
And everybody should have had the contract to look at that and just really look.
If you don't have it and you're not comfortable, don't ever vote for it.
Don't vote for it.
Well, I'll just make a motion, unless you guys want to keep talking about this, but I'll make a motion for the board, the chair, to sign a letter to terminate and put this thing to bed.
I'd second it.
All right. Motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to send a letter to terminate the agreement with Shive Hattery. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item D, board to discuss and take action on monetary pledge in support of the Northeast Community College Center expansion. That's what we talked about last meeting for the new expansion of the college. So this just crosses the T and dots the I. And
is it a letter that we give to them saying that we would be in support as the project goes forward?
Right. And we have some verbiage in there that I think Kim has seen on that letter. But this just authorizes us to do that.
For the college.
For the college.
Yep.
Yeah, so moved.
I second it.
Yeah, so dollar amount. Let's go. Like, what did we discuss last time?
We said 50.
Jesus, I said 25, didn't we? I thought we said 25.
Well, then, you did.
Yeah, I did. Then
you can make a motion for 25, and we'll just vote it down.
I'll just all right. I'll make a motion for $50,000 pledge.
I'll second that one.
Okay, Scott and Brian for $50,000 to the Community College Center expansion. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, item E is board to discuss and take action on monetary pledge in support of the growing Community Connection Resource Center. Same amount.
Do you think the monies are going to come in a little differently than what the college's monies are?
Yeah,
I think so.
I believe so.
I think they're going to have to fight and scrape to get it put together.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. And we'll have that. We'll have that in our letter that X amount of dollars have to be committed. Because we're not just going to give them.
Yeah, just give them. Right.
Apparently, one of the builders down there, those apartment buildings, might be interested in building building a structure and then kind of leasing it back to them. And if that's the case, I'd say they'll get it done for sure. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
I like the idea of it though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I like to make a motion that we donate $50,000.
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay, you're going to be going there.
I know. I'm getting close.
Brian and Marty for the motions to approve the $50,000 for the Growing Community Connections Resource Center project. Call the roll, please.
The contingency that it goes forward.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Correct. All right. I should have added that to the motion.
Troy.
Yes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, motion carried. Jolene,
yes.
Road report, please.
I need to get my own little chair up here.
Yeah.
We had 70 hours maintaining the roads, 6.75 hours of overtime, 25 hours working on plug culverts, 6.5 hours patching some asphalt, 42 hours snow removal, 77 gravel hauling. We hauled $1,649.
Dollars? I wish it was dollars.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. 1,649.84 tons of three-quarter clean, 93 tons of crushed concrete, 39.5 hours on signs, and requests for grading on Oakdale, 197th, and gravel on G. Old Sawmill Road, the cracks you asked about.
Yeah.
I talked to Chad, and he said, not that big of a deal, but next time we have some crack sealing, to go in there and get that done.
Okay.
What is that?
On the new road where you turn into the industrial park there.
There's five or six
panels are snapped in half.
Okay.
Already it's a two-year-old road.
I drove out there the other day.
You really notice it if it's moist at all.
Right. There's a little bit of snow that I didn't think was going to be there at the time. But
Nothing has shifted at all, but there's definitely the cracks in it. Just on a new road. I hate to see that start right away. But we are in Nebraska.
Right. New grader's in. We're just waiting for it to get delivered. We got into that new shop down here. So the guy's been cleaning it up, and they've been working on the signs, going through the signs, doing inventory, setting up to organize. They put a bunch of shelving up and pegs up, hang signs up to get them organized, be able to work on the barricades, get them fixed.
I think that'd be a valuable place for you guys.
Are they out of there now completely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Want to come get a couple more things out of the yard, but they're done with the building.
They didn't leave us a big full building of salt?
No.
Some tubes in the back, I see. Is there some tubes back there? Some black?
I haven't been back.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guardrails. I was back there snooping around looking. A bunch of guardrails and stuff like that.
I think they want to come and get a few more things out. How much more stuff? I'm not sure.
They can buy it from us.
You know what's in that, Jolene? What's in that tin, that metal
The brine tank?
Sits, no, sits that little building, just a small, like you fit a mower in there or something?
I haven't been there since we were there.
Okay.
So we never went over there and looked at that.
Okay.
Here's something I think might be a good idea. Wayne, Wayne County was a notice in the paper about right-of-ways, so just thinking it might not be a bad idea for Dakota County to do something like that.
No more air gate in 155th Street. North of there. Or is west of the Cameron Irrigator over the county road.
Mm-hmm. We've been working on that pretty hard.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You know, also Jolene, something like we could something on this line. You could send out with the tax statements in December. Everybody gets those. I mean,
that's a good idea
or do
too.
That's a good idea.
Do all the rural parcels. You might have to do South Sioux.
You think they'll forget between December?
Well, I mean, but you know, if they don't know, I mean,
right.
They might. But I mean, that's you
it's
know,
a good idea.
But that is a good idea.
People, you know, we don't go out and look for trouble, but when there's complaints or it's causing an issue, but the couple of people we've talked to had no idea.
Right.
3 years ago, I think it was when we had all that water running this spring. We wound up with a lot of corn cobs there, and we had a few people that were really hot.
Okay, so I'm going to meet with Chad Kirk tomorrow.
Kurt,
whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
You met him.
On
Highway 20.
Yeah, we asked for a speed study last year.
Last May, I think we asked for that. So I'm going to try to get with him and then all the businesses out there, you know, Stapleton's and CNH, and I think Garvey, I don't know if he's involved or not, but they want signage. Because once you come off, you know, Jolene and I talked about this. Once you come off of Highway 20 and you turn right by Martin's Airfield, there's not a speed limit sign until you get clear to Lake Avenue, you know, about 40 mile an hour. So
and they have them right up by Knights of Columbus because they write a lot of tickets there.
Yeah. Well, Heinemann does. Sure he does. But anyways.
People are coming off that four lane, and you and I, I don't know if
he's a signage guy that he's going to be able to tell me, hey, this is kind of what we need to do.
I talked to him about it today, that we need to figure out all the signage that we need to put up, just not the speed. So.
And I don't know the distance from, like, Doyle Van Dyke's, you know, his row of trees, you know, how far.
I had that looked up the other day.
I don't know. But I know there's a lot of criteria to look at, but we need to figure that out. We need to get those people appeased with signage out there, and hopefully we can get the speed limit slowed down. I don't know. I guess.
And
whatever that study's going to happen.
Did Randy give you those last two accidents?
He did. Okay. I probably put them in my box in there. I don't know. But
okay. I'll get them
another copy.
Have them send.
I don't quite understand where
Chad too.
How he says it takes X amount of years for all the accidents that were there to come up.
So the stuff I gave you was in the state portal.
Okay.
And it is current up to, I think, December 20 or 21. So, I mean, it takes a while for them to get everything added in there. I don't know how often, and maybe the state only puts that information in once a year. I don't know how often they update.
And it's hard for the state. It's hard to get the state to change their mind on anything like that. Back way back when 35777 opened here, the first 11 years it was open, there were 13 fatalities, and every time there was an accident there, we had marked that there should be an engineering study, and they didn't do anything for 11 years, and then they did that, and there wasn't another fatality for the next 10 years. There's been a few since, but in the beginning, there was 13 in the first 11 years.
Yeah, I think it's a fact that stop signs cause more accidents than no stop signs. I mean, it really is.
It can in certain scenarios, without a doubt.
Seizure. But
the speed kills.
So do we need to, as far as the monitor and stuff, do we want Jolene to look into that, or do we want to look in that with RTI?
Well, if we do security cameras too, that's something we have to
take
into consideration too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be, because you have a computer though, I mean, would you, RTI, I think.
Well, they only have
You have like a dual monitor.
I do.
And she's already got two. Monitor. She's already got two, though.
Okay.
And it won't support a third? Is that?
Yeah, it won't support a third.
It won't support a third, so.
And we might be looking at wanting to do four.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for that. So we might be needing one for that, too. So.
Were they on?
Oh, so where did we leave that? I'm supposed
okay.
to contact our TI then?
Let's wait and see what you decide on the cameras, and then we'll...
Okay, I didn't
miss it. They're all figured out.
All right, thanks, Jolene. Then moving on to item G is approved projects with monies from American Rescue Plan Act. The first one is Kristen Robinette had a couple of pieces. Scott, I think, did you talk to her? A couple
I
pieces
did. I did.
Missing.
She had a couple pieces of equipment that I think that we are furniture.
File cabinets.
Yeah, that we did not, that was not included on the last for her to get some office furniture. So this is additional. It's like $240-something.
$253.
Yeah, 53. Is that what it is? Yeah.
You bet.
So anyway, that is that. Then, and then a quote from Quality Communications to add security camera outside viewing the health department entrance and door. Sheree, did we ever, we had the one camera we looked at the one day.
Jason and
yeah, we need to walk through and put everything around the perimeter, but for some reason that area, we never looked at with Jesse and looked at other bids that maybe just an oversight from everybody. So you just need one camera there to get the whole outside entrance.
Did she show you the one camera that
yep.
really that I thought we could move or
yeah, it's around the corner.
Not gonna reach.
Okay. We got the four cameras there. We were pointing that direction, but just doesn't go around the corner. And the other side, just that little nook and cranny.
Quality didn't.
There was a dead spot.
Okay,
the
so we
side of the building just not in that little area.
Okay, so we need to add that.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's the second.
Okay. Okay, any questions on that? If not, go ahead, Marty.
For the price on the that project, did we bid that? Did we bid that project?
I guess I don't remember. How much is it?
$10,430. Is that right?
No, that one's for the road.
Yeah. Okay, $8,984.
The health department camera is 948.
The city of Homer said they would pay for half, so.
Okay. Good. So we should just contact Kane, or John Kane. What's his outfit?
Yeah.
That's who we have the bid from.
Good. Good. That's good to know that they're going to pay for half. And then I'm going to meet with Brent sometime this week, I'm hoping, and look at the polls that are rotted out inside there, and like the tin around the back. So we need to kind of look at that kind of stuff too to get it all, you know.
Gussied up.
Yeah. Because the inner poles are starting to rot out. And I guess there's ways to fix them, you know, cut them off, whatever, reattach. But anyways, yeah. So
we might need to refresh the bits from the roof though, because that's dated first part of February.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
See if they're still good.
They'll be right. Just ask them if they're still good.
It can. If we do, then it'll have to come back.
Right.
If it
right.
changes.
Okay.
Just tell them that
it didn't change.
Yeah. I can't imagine it changed much.
How much was the bid?
How much was the bid?
20. 29 for the cheap one,
wasn't it? Was it 20? 28 or 29 for the whole thing?
Yeah. Ours was like 15. Our BAFO was right at 15. Right?
$29.9
So we'll still have to.
We're about 15.
Five, so.
Still have to bid it out.
We did bid it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we bid it.
So we'll get it.
We had bid from three or four
gotcha.
People.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll bring that back with those renewed bids,
yep.
right? Then road department camera bids.
It all depends what you're after. It looks like here, huh?
Right.
11. 6 cameras. Somebody's going to have to lay this out for us.
Jason, you want to comment first?
Sure, yeah.
See you, Morris. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
But with quality, we gave you two quotes. One is a suggested one. So when we did a walkthrough with Jillian, we covered every little area that they want. So you get 11 cameras, essentially, because there's only four physical cameras and drops. So one camera has four cameras in it. The other one has four. One has two. So it's more of a customized build. It's the same cameras you have here on site. So I did that for the actual solution that I would suggest doing, which is like the 10,000 something. I gave it a more competitive one because I know the other ones are probably going to put cookie cutters in, saying, here's your system, have a nice day, walk away, they're going to put a little DVR in there, and you're going to get a little monitor. I cut back on the amount of cameras so you have the primary areas covered, but it's not going to cover some of the yards and everything. I think there were some pictures, maybe with coverage, maybe not. Let me clear it out.
I don't really know what that is.
So I can give you my phone. I can have that. That. I just didn't turn out right. We can pass that around. If you swipe left and right.
I think in Roswell, New Mexico.
The other one's just the main road that type of stuff. But so back and forth between those two, that'll give you the coverage of those as well.
And so when there's four cameras, when there's four within one, mm-hmm. So those are adjustable then?
Yep. So you have four individual cameras in one casing, so it's only one cable run, one IP address, something like that, but you can section those off.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of them with two cameras on there. But that covers, like I said, everything. You do the dual lane, the other one just covers the roads.
Okay.
You can integrate that in if you ever wanted to do like door access with badges. That'll actually integrate with that too, so as soon as someone hits that badge, camera knows, hey, this person badged in here, so if you ever said, hey, I've clocked into work for someone, but it wasn't you, it was someone else clocked in for them, that type of stuff.
Right. Swipe back and forth.
If you ever want to do like door camera, stuff like that, integrate into it, so it's
a lot of cameras.
More integration than your cookie cutters. And then you can add up to eight more cameras, so if it's another
kind of
physical camera, so you can do that. If you ever want to add them to the camera system here, you can. So if RTI ever networks the buildings together, you can see them here, see them there. And if you want the sheriffs to do it for some odd reason, you could do that. So there's more integration and stuff like that.
We can't do that now.
That's his fault.
We can't get the road shot video here.
No, because that's right. But no, because there's no network. All they have is internet out there.
Okay.
So I have internet and then a couple PCs, but it's not connected right back to here at all. We did walk through all that stuff. So, and we provide a monitor so you can look and click and that type of stuff. So that's already included in that bid. I haven't seen the other ones, but more than likely they're going to be, like I said, just a DVR, running cables back to that. Monitor, hook it up, you're good to go. Integration, not sure. So if you want me to look at them, I kind of see what they're looking at, but chances are, if you're just looking at that and that one site, they're just going to give you something. You can go get it at Sam's Club or something like that. Maybe a little higher grade, but
yeah, and that's my I guess my input on it is, and I don't know anything about it, but the sheriff told me that first of all, he said you don't need $5,000 cameras out at the road shop, just telling what he said in a polite way. He said that.
Yeah, you bet.
And also, I guess he used to, and Jesse did some of that kind of work prior to his duties as sheriff. And he said that just go on to Amazon. I don't mean to.
I agree. I mean, if you want to. Just a basic, cheap system. Go to Walmart, Sam's Club, pick out one. You just want the perimeters, that's fine. But you just can't, you might not be able to remote into them, some type of that stuff.
So I think you guys, did everybody get the e-sheree?
The bids from the different places?
Yeah, these. I had Paola print these off of our, just go to Amazon and look it up. Because this is where the sheriff told me to go.
Does it record then?
I believe so.
I'm going to record. You got to make sure they have night vision. Ours do have night vision. Mm-hmm. Some do, some don't.
Right.
So
I have cameras in my house, and they're just store bought cameras like these. And I don't know how many times we've ever replaced them.
Oh, really?
And we do the whole thing. I would say, in my opinion, you go with a better quality, and that way it's, you have, if we're talking, you know, we were talking about lawsuits earlier, something happens out there, we're covered, a little bit more covered, and
right.
we have proof than having an Amazon bought camera that it might work.
I've done that with my shop before.
Right.
I did the Nebraska Furniture Mart cameras, and then I did the other Verizon cameras.
Right.
And you're better off to have everything hardwired, mm-hmm. and have, you know, that wireless, and right. trying to making sure that they're mm-hmm. solar charged, yep. or whatever. I mean, yeah, you're better off just to have hardwired, have a good quality camera, which now I have. And it, I spent a little money to get it, but you know what? You got a monitor, and you got a great quality picture. Yep. You see kind of what's happening.
And that blue area that we showed you, that's going to be great coverage. You're going to see beyond that. It might be a little grainier, so if you get the cheap ones, the outside is what you would get inside the cheap ones.
Because you can zoom in and out off yep. monitor, yeah.
Are we doing
5-year warranty on all of our stuff.
Are we doing so, external only, is that right?
Correct. That's what we discussed, mm-hmm. right now. I can add, like I said, up to 4 more physical cameras, but if you have duals or quads, mm-hmm. that time, whatever. So you have room to grow on it, so you're not limited to that area. Mm-hmm. And it's a worst-case scenario. You tie the two together with RTI, you slap them on your DVR here, and you can have them, and they can only see it, but it's on your server. So worst-case scenario.
And I talked to Jolene about this prior. I was like, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to put a couple cameras inside. And not to, and I know that the guys probably freak out if you did that, but it ain't a matter of trying to watch and see what they're doing. It's just a matter of if there's an accident or a situation, mm-hmm. and then you got it all on camera. You
know? I agree. I'm the same way, though. If I go to work somewhere and they have a Ring doorbell, first thing I do is pull a piece of duct tape over it.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, now I know. All the law enforcement, we got body cameras, and we all hated them. We all thought it was as soon as the law could be the end of the world. Texas saved our tails a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the world we live in. It's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you're better to have them and have good ones and not need them than not have them and need them.
So yours are just external, correct?
External for right now, yeah.
For right now.
If you want to add them down the road, you can. So there's the ability to add to it. So go try and see if it works. If there is something, I mean, you can add it down the road, or just depends how you look at it. But
Jolene, if you come back with internal cameras and a big old video screen, the guys are never going to let you go to another meeting.
They won't let me in the door.
And we do either way, they'll never know. But yeah, the quality, I mean, cameras, if you're looking at that, because that one slip and fall cost you a portion of what it would have been to have a camera, so...
Yeah, just like you said, it's the world we live in.
Is there any right to privacy with the contract or anything like that out there? I can't imagine there probably
external,
is
I couldn't imagine.
No,
I had Progressive out the other day, and this is kind of relates, but anyway, there's a car there and it had some damage, and they were like, is this, you know, or happened in an accident or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, they go through some company, like, you know, South Sioux is going to do the plate deal or whatever, mm-hmm. where they came back and they found this car somewhere. And it had that damage on her like 2 years ago. And then, you know, they can't show it to the people until they go to court. But he's like, the technology is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cameras are everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get away. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hard to get away with anything.
Like back in our day, man, we'd get away with everything. Like, what? No.
Anything you want to tell us?
In here. Oh, no.
Well,
you're under oath.
So, Jason, your bid is... Which, how much for
we have it? Two. We have two bids. So the one we suggest was like a $10,000 something.
$400.
That's 11 camera views. So that's 11 cameras. The other one is 7, which is about, I think, $8,000. So, like I said, there's one that we would suggest for all the coverage that Julian looked at, but the other one's just, if you didn't want to go that high, you want to save a couple thousand and just get some pinpointed views, which we thought would be the most important, I guess.
Yeah. We really 11 cameras where they are out there?
It's like I said, 4 physical, but every section, you get the whole exterior because the building's flat and then it comes back, comes in, and then dents in a little bit. There's just, the exterior's not just a cookie cutter either. So to get the full coverage and then some of the equipment was down the road, you would need it. Because if not, you have, because when you look at it, you have this narrow or this this wide of the view, so it cuts off some areas.
But we wouldn't just need it for the entrance, right? I mean, there's only one entrance to that.
There's only one entrance the public is supposed to use, but there's doors all around it.
Yeah, we're covering every exterior door, all the equipment that's around in the yard, and then even down into the yard where the two rows kind of come up, you'll see to a certain degree, and then as they get closer.
You know, this I think what we're getting at is this is a situation where, you know, we have four different bids, two from you and then two individual different people. Okay. And it's a situation where it's like, what, you know, comparing apples to apples, you know, because here you're at 10,411 cameras, okay, then you got what is it, eight cameras?
Four cameras on that one, I believe. Wait, no.
For 89.84, then we have another bid from a person that's, you know, 53.85, and then we have another one that's 49.95, and so you got to start kind of comparing, you know. Do we know anything about quality of cameras? I know I don't.
Right.
You know, I mean.
And we use Access.
The 5-year warranty.
No one has that on any of theirs.
And a fixed lens means that you're not going in and out, right? If another bidder has a fixed lens.
What do you say?
I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, that's what they're going to do.
The quality has a 5-year warranty on all their stuff.
Yeah. And you can't zoom in and out on anything else.
Some of them you can.
I do like that part.
I mean, but what does it give you a brand name on there for Midwest?
WDRIP camera. Bullet.
WiseNet. Okay, WiseNet, it's Hana One. We use them when we started out. They're okay. I mean, but some of that stuff, we've replaced a lot of that with Access. Access is kind of what, you know, police departments and stuff like that use. They either use that or a Vigilon. Those are probably the top two, which we are Access. Hana One is the one they're using. What about the other one?
The other one he just gave me.
You know, I was a little bit shocked, you know, when I seen this on the agenda. I'm thinking, of all places, you know, you need cameras there. You know, you just don't think about it at the time, but, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's so.
Yeah. You know, well,
people go out there start cutting off kind of like murders.
That's only
shop.
One.
I'm going to be out a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking in general. I saw the people coming and going.
Yeah, so this one here is going to be your Sam's.
What about the other guys?
It looks like your Sam's Club one. Mm-hmm. The way they do it is probably not Ethernet, IP-based, or anything like that. So it's basically putting your regular old-school video connectors to it. Might be a little bit better than Sam's, but that's kind of about what it's a cookie cutter.
Yours has a monitor, too, right?
Yeah.
And then does it have a... So yours goes to a server?
Yep, we have a little on-site server. It's like a 6 or 8 terabyte, whatever it's set on
there. Yep, and it'll hold it for how many days?
About 30 days.
30?
Yep.
So you can go back 30 days.
Because this, I don't believe, I don't see anything where there's a server.
No, we can burn that off there too, like something.
Yeah, so she can go in there, clip, see
Everyone
what it is.
Everyone has one where I can go back either 2 weeks or...
3 weeks.
Or,
yeah.
Okay. There's some sort of...
So you can get a snippet, put it in your email, send it off to whoever, or download it, save it off of there. It'll rewrite after, and some of ours, the way we do it, there's a little bit more than 30 days, but we like to give everyone at least 30 days because if something happens,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of the standard, that's what everyone requests.
Okay.
And then, like I said, if you ever move towards higher technology, these cameras are, so there's different cameras too, so like the other ones are going to be all the same cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. We might have a 2 megapixel in this area, a 4 megapixel in this area, 5 here, so ours is a little bit more custom because of the area, the lighting. We looked and see how many lights were around there, just so we can see the visual, so what kind of your optimal view is going
to
be.
So make a decision and move on.
Well, and I'll just say I met with all 3 companies. They come in, they sat down, I told them what I wanted,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, give me
options.
Well, this is what I'm wanting. They go out and look at it and tell me what they thought the best fit was for what I wanted. That sound about right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that all the bids are different, but this was the bids are the result of what they thought I needed. So.
Mm-hmm. I think being a wide open government entity, I think you need to probably make sure that you get your bases covered out there. And it should have been covered a long time ago, obviously.
Right.
Again, the world that we're living in. But, yeah, I wish I would have done more at my place, and I probably could. you know, that I don't have every enough and not enough. Does that make any sense?
I get, yeah, that's what we said. We just went through another manufacturing and they had things happening they didn't know about, and you put a camera there, it stopped happening, or they could go back.
Yep.
So you suggested the 10 or 11
That's the one
version.
I suggested because it gets everything covered. The other one, it's a, it'll get the majority of places.
There's some voids in the other one.
Yeah, so
we had voids at the police department.
Oh, yeah, look what happened.
And we didn't have something, or something happened, we didn't have to really have a camera. So.
I'm still sad about that.
Yeah, I am too. Especially
you can still see
them
come up.
One camera.
Yeah.
One door, one camera, no visual.
They used to have the best hot-star suit. They had the best hot-star suit.
Yep. So hearing what I heard and hearing, I think that, are you guys okay? What do you want to do?
I do have a question, though.
I don't know.
It seems like, is there a gap right here, then? Like, where the main door is?
It'll shoot straight down up in there.
Okay.
So that's just the angle that it starts on.
Okay.
So they'll catch it all the way down, and then...
Does it follow them when they're walking? I mean, is it motion activated or no?
It is motion, yeah. So if there's any motion, it'll pick it up.
Nice. Swing over to it.
Yep.
So if there's four lenses there, and there's a motion in this quadrant here, that one will go over to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so if I'm moving here, and I move to this one, yeah, it's going to be...
Following you.
It'll see. I mean...
Is it, when there's multiple activity, how does that work then?
Nope. If this camera picks it up, and... They're over here, and it's lightning, and all cameras will pick it up. I mean, it's kind of.
But if there's guys working here and guys working here and guys walking back and forth, it just goes
and can do it 10 seconds per frame or 30 seconds per frame, or however you want to do that. But yeah, everything is going to be picked up. And if there's people running, doing circles around the building, they're going to do it.
What's your advice on how often you take a frame?
What's that?
How often should you guys take a frame?
They do. I mean, standard's about 10 seconds. 10 seconds per frame. That way you'll know because...
Troy, you're going to have to call for a motion.
Yep.
You got to do number one or two? Or do
no, no, no.
I think it'll be a while.
No.
Oh, my God.
You never know what I'm going to say.
You're right.
I don't even know what I'm
going to
say.
And you lost the room, didn't you?
Not yet. You win with a number two. All right.
This is what I'm looking at.
Do you guys have the color top? I mean,
copy.
So,
yeah.
Oh, they're color. So
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we don't have that.
You have.
But,
we saw
it. Oh, the color copy. Yeah, we have the regular black and white copy. But as long as everything is covered, I think it's very important everything's covered. And by the looks of the quality, the warranty, you know, the backup, you know, what you can do, and etc. I mean, I think it's going to be a quality thing.
And do they have the ones in here now, in this building?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what you have in here is what you'll have out there, like all the outsides and everything. So you get attached. Or if you want to go look at her computer and look at them, you can see the quality.
No, I've seen them. I've been over in the other room and seen them.
Yeah. So. I mean, they're very high quality. Like I said, access and the visual on your top two manufacturers out there.
So number 11 you're talking another $1,500 roughly.
Yeah.
From what was it? From 7 or 8 cameras?
Yeah,
I keep asking that.
Cameras to 11. So
yeah.
You got 7 to 11
yeah,
for
7 to 11.
Whatever it is. Not a whole lot.
So how many would we need on the inside?
We're not
doing that's up to you. I mean, you could probably put a fisheye up there and it'll cover the hole and do a 360 and cover it. I'd have to look inside the shot.
No, I don't know how much you would see when you got... The equipment's pretty tall, so
right.
If you have, you know, you're be limited.
So one, that'd be one. What's a fisheye cost?
I would say they're anywhere from $900 to $1,600.
So and it would just tie into the system.
Yeah.
If and when we ever.
Yeah, or you can put a couple bullets in that are, you know, a few hundred a piece and just look down the areas too. So I mean.
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I think with the 11, like I said, with the warranty, the durability, the quality, and you're already doing the courthouse, etc. And I think that
he showed up to here.
I would do the what's that?
And he showed up here to tell us about
quality, the telecommunications, the quote for $10,430. That'll get everything covered at the at the county shed on the outside. Good quality. That comes with a monitor. So she, it's on. It'll be running 24/7, right? If she wants it to.
If she wants to, yep. And then she can log onto her phone and check it. Or,
yep.
And then give someone else access. Or if she wants to give someone else access, that's up to her.
Okay.
She the road part, you can have it.
Yeah. Yep. I got my son on the phone. I think I've looked at it once or twice in the last 2 years. Or whatever.
Second.
Okay. Motion.
There's another problem. I don't care.
Let's see. We'll just. We'll do these all at once. One quick question. Do you guys do panic buttons?
For explain how you will panic.
So the offices, we ordered some in, I look back, I think it was August.
Okay.
And we still can't get them from somebody. They don't have them. So the way it was set up was, so each office would have a button that would then push, and it would go to the call center in South Sioux.
Okay, yeah.
Police department.
Can you do that?
Call 911 to come here. We have an alarm.
Yeah. Can you guys do that?
Yeah, through the phone system. Yeah.
Can you, could you do that tomorrow?
How about today?
Yeah, yeah, it's only tomorrow. Are you talking about the quote or to install it?
I'm going to do both.
Let me check with my guys, see how many ports are available. And if it is, all we have to do is run a wire.
See, these were wireless. These were wireless. I hate to get off topic, but
no, that's fine.
We can't. We're waiting for a part, and we can't get off. We can't get it. It's one of those. Oh, nothing we can do about it. And I get that. But if we can get it done, these were wireless. So anyway, just.
How many do you need though?
There's like 10.
10 panics. 10 offices. All wireless, and they're all down.
All wireless. So anyway, just heads up. Then road department, this truck is off the deal. Jolene, is this correct?
Did we make a decision?
Do we call roll on this or not?
Not yet. We're still on.
Oh, goal. Okay. We're doing all the items.
Okay. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. So the pickups didn't need to be. We were kind of begging for two. Didn't need to be on the ARPA funds. We have money in our budget that we could we could buy them outright or set up a lease for them too. Our budget's looking pretty good right now since we didn't haul much gravel
So anyway, this item then is off.
This item under
ARPA.
Under ARPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
The state bid for pickup.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to make a motion for all the ARPA funds, all the ARPA fund stuff. From I guess I don't know
Christian's desk,
the Homer shop. Roof. Well, are we going to wait on that home roof bid yet?
Yeah, we'll have to wait to make sure that it's still.
So I'm going to take that one off.
Okay.
The road department cameras, and that's so just the.
Can he keep the roof on there contingent that the bid's still the same?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, Kim.
If you're getting a new one, I wouldn't.
Okay,
just in case.
Yeah, because it's 20. It probably won't be.
Okay,
I'm guessing. Yeah. So okay,
Kristen Robinette's office stuff. And the road department camera bid.
For 11-ish.
Did 11 cameras.
11 cameras. Okay.
Yep.
Is that for the 10-430 then? That's 1 year. Thank
you. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion by Brian and Scott to approve those two items under ARPA.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, moving right along. Just let me know on those panic buttons.
Yeah, so
that's what I was
going
to ask him.
What's that?
Where can you have the cameras at?
I must say the cameras probably give us 2 weeks to get them in, okay. And then we'll try to once the cops get approved, I'll try to set up a schedule of us to go out and do it. Hopefully, we'll get it done in one day because we're just doing the four runs. That's this takes the most time, so within 30 days of my schedule.
Fantastic.
I'll try to do it a little quicker, but that depends on their schedule too.
Okay.
I get it.
And then the extra camera, is that also approved or that separate?
No.
We're going to hold up on that fisheye for now.
No, the one for Department of
Health Department.
Health Department, yeah. That's that one. Is that one?
Oh, wait, that was on here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the quote from them.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but where's that?
It's the second one under Chris Robinette.
Health Department. Oh, I didn't see that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
I'm
that's
sorry.
On my.
Yeah, I got it.
So we'll.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I'll go over that, then make sure to get that, because I have one in stock, and probably get that done soon, too, so.
Okay.
I might have one in stock, I'll put that.
All right, committee report, Scott, anything?
What about the pickups?
What about them?
You said take it off.
Take it out of ARPA, we didn't need it under ARPA, but it was supposed to be on the agenda, just not under ARPA.
Oh, it was, but it wasn't on, right? Did I miss it?
It's on there.
It's on there.
It's on the road.
But it's under ARPA.
It's under, it shows under ARPA, road department, state bid for pickup.
No, I've had that.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
She did one underneath ARPA.
She doesn't want to take.
She's got it in her budget.
Okay.
We want them, it just didn't need to be an ARPA project.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? You said you want to lease them, or you want to buy them outright, or whatever makes sense?
Have we ever leased them?
Yeah, I think it's like a two payment a year.
I think, yeah, two payments a year for 3-4 years, however you want to do it.
And then they take it back?
No. We pay for that. That's why they pay for it.
Oh, you mean my house. The leasing company. Yeah, or not the leasing company, through that.
Like through Nick
Davis.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
D.A. Davis.
D.A. Davis.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's one of them.
Sure.
So how much where's the quote at?
Okay, so
I mean not the nothing. I got so much.
$39,897 being extended cab pickup.
If we had those two trucks, who would use them, or what would the plan be?
Well, that's kind of what we're still trying to decide, how we, you know, work them out. I know the pickup that's over at Homer, it's on its last leg. Well, most of them are. If you look at the years and the mileage, trying to figure out how to work them into the fleet. But the cost of used pickups now are so horrible.
They're $25,000 for something with 100,000 miles on it. So.
Yeah, so.
So you can get them for $39,897.
One's a regular cab, one's a cab and a half, right?
These are cab and a half.
Both are
regular
cab and halves.
Yeah, the regular one, the regular cab was just like, I don't even think it was $2,000 less than this amount. But if you have a single cab, then, you know, your safety vests and different things like that, you know,
they
get shoved around, thrown out. At least if it's a extended cab, they have a spot for that stuff, so that stuff stays in the vehicle.
I think you definitely need to do some updating, and we need to look at some other things as well, you know, out there. Like you said, you just threw 10, 11 grand or something, 11,000 into the Bobcat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you start looking at hours and things on machinery.
Semi. That's in the shop right now, and that's looking about 17,000, 18,000.
The Peterbilt or the Kenworth?
Kenworth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we've held on stuff for way too long, and now it's starting to nickel and dime us to death, so.
Yeah.
It's a recurring theme.
Well, the deal, yeah.
It's okay, pretty, so as far as, can we with her being where she's at, can we tell her that it's okay to buy a couple trucks?
Nationwide, it's going to pay for
it. She has her budget, et cetera, or, I mean, it's under.
Yeah, this one.
It's under one department bid.
So we can get rid of that. We ordered that one back. Troy wants that other one coming in.
Okay. So what do we got to do with these trucks?
I just want to make sure it's worded all that properly.
I don't see where it's on here otherwise other than ARPA.
Okay.
That's the only place it is. But she didn't want it on ARPA.
Right.
But that's where it is.
Right.
So are you saying she has to come back in 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know. If it's scheduled to, I mean, a part of your budget, I mean.
Can we make that move, Kim, or not? I mean, it's on there.
Is this normal? I'm just asking that you just buy it, or do
you? Yeah, with the state bid, yeah.
And they're available to get right now.
I believe it was 90 days out.
We can't get cop cars.
That's fast. It's lightning fast.
So, but how do we approve it if it's under ARPA?
That's what I'm asking Kim. Is can we?
It's on the agenda under ARPA. Can we still approve it for the state? I mean, to not pay through under ARPA, or do we have to? I don't know. What we have to do on that.
You have to do specifically. It just says.
Sure. If it's in your budget, that's a normal expenditure, maybe.
And just put it as road department expense instead of ARPA?
Yeah, yeah, because we're not paying for it out of ARPA.
I think it's okay.
Are we looking at both of them then?
I believe so. I would.
Yeah. We, our trucks are
looks as a fleet. Did
you look at those numbers? Yes.
All three of my vehicles have more miles now. But I'm an oddity.
Okay, so.
And I know I think we're all headed in the right direction here, but when there's emergency and floodings and stuff like that, we need to have dependable vehicles to get out there. So.
Okay, so we're past that part?
Yeah.
Okay, so you asked me prior, right, committee reports. Are we done with you?
There still hasn't been a motion.
Okay, motion.
We still need that motion. Okay. Two pickups.
Okay, I'll make the motion for them to purchase the road department two trucks. Pickups for $39,874.
Okay.
90 days out.
Scott and
extended
Troy.
Extended cabs.
Motion to replace approve the road department pickups. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. You bet.
Okay,
now,
Scott. Okay, so, on Friday, I met with Dakota City people and the mayor representing, I'm assuming, the Tyson people that have been working for the last 40-some years. But anyways, they want to replace, they need help and assistance on replacing the road that goes in front of Tyson. It's a half a mile of the four lane. We're right in front of the Stan Jansen's or the cemetery to in front of
Garwood,
yeah, thank you. But anyways, it's about $12 million, and you'll probably hear about it tonight to replace it. And basically, you know, I don't think it was a situation, it wasn't a meeting where they were asking for money. They think it's they were just asking for help, you know, trying to figure out to get it started, you know, where to go.
Because they're going to have to get some grants.
Yes,
to get
it, and Michelle was there from CIMCO. She said there was a couple of different types of grants she was going to look into to help Bob over there at the City Hall. But yeah, $12 million. I was like, wow.
That's how many cars are on that every day?
Yeah, well, what they say that the trucks are 600-800 a day that go down up and down that road. And I think it's light, myself, because those numbers I heard.
The road's in terrible shape. Still got to have money to fix it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm just curious how many cars do they say go down up and down
that road. Well, there's three shifts that go back and forth. And so, I don't know, what is there, probably 3,000 people that work down there, probably minimum. You know, so there's a lot of cars, a lot of traffic. And then, of course, the road's going to, on Pine, it's going to go the cement part, and then the state wants to put in between 165th and 35. They're going to have an entrance there with some things going on, some another business that's kind of affiliated with Tyson. So there's so many things that got going on, but yeah, that's $12 million. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. So maybe we'll have to, maybe on the next agenda, maybe
they'll probably inform us more tonight, like you're saying.
Well, they will, but I think they want us to maybe, you know, do some support letters of maybe trying to get some help from our district senators or even senators or, you know, congressmen or whatever to. And of course, I asked them, what's Tyson's plan? And of course, they said, well, it all depends what our plan is, meaning as a whole, as a county, you know, of all the different state entity and the county entity and et cetera. But yeah. It was a 2-hour ordeal, but.
Well, thanks for going.
Well, it was. Well, it seemed like the only thing the guy was worried about from the state was the roundabout that they talked about out here like 10, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only thing he really wanted to really, I mean, nice guy. And I just, roundabouts.
Anything else, Scott?
No.
Brian?
No.
Marty?
I'll just give each of you one of those. Grab one of them again. And this is kind of just for your information. Look at it when you get a chance. Okay. I had my meeting at Region 4.
Take one sheet from the file.
Just to give you a real quick overview, it talks about, you know, all the people that Region 4 deals with, both substance. Hey, hold on. both the substance abuse side and the drug side. So if you want to take a look at it, the county pays, this year we paid $41,000 as a match. In 2022, we actually received $519,000 worth of payments in this county for both the substance abuse and everything that they do with the different carriers. And those are just for the indigent people. So just thought it was interesting that we, you know, we are spending $41,000. We went 12 years without having a representative go to this meeting. So I just thought it was important that you guys were a little bit aware of what goes on over there. So
well, thank you for breaking the 12-year streak.
You bet.
It's amazing. Anything else?
Nope.
Troy?
I went to the NACO Northeast opening meeting Friday. I guess talked a lot about the bills that's coming up, the ones they're worried about. They don't think that the bill for inheritance tax is going to pass the way it sounds, but they have got absolutely nothing done yet. This is a record, like they've got no bills passed yet.
They had a filibuster for the last 2 weeks.
Crazy. Yes.
So they
crazy,
thought
no
that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
That was a good meeting. I got to talk to a lot of people.
That's either good news or bad news.
They got nothing done? I know.
They got nothing done.
Well it's, the one guy said it's starting to be kind of like Washington, D.C., he thought.
Yeah. Well, that probably makes sense.
Yeah. No, why not?
Anyway,
anything else, Troy?
No. Oh, we're a red state, aren't we? In our cities.
Just
we do have a blue district.
Remember, Summit Carbon Solutions were here that day. Remember, I don't know, Marty, if you and Brian were on the board at that time. They came and they asked about getting involved in the community and probably giving a
little
help, whatever. So I sicked them on the senior center.
Yep.
They called today, and I went over there, and they gave the senior center a check for $5,000.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Our Summit people. So
that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Good
so
job.
they were pretty happy about it, senior center. And
good, very good. Nice job, Bob. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
So doing a lot of work.
Nothing, right?
We're doing a lot of work over there. I didn't realize, so temporarily they're going to the fire hall in South Sioux because they're going to redo their kitchen.
I know they got,
I think that's right.
They got $430,000 block grant from the city of South Sioux.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, the bid to do the construction was like
$440,000.
Of course, only one person bid on it.
Yeah.
But on a government job, there's so many restrictions on who can.
Yeah. Did you have something else?
I have one question.
No.
really? Yeah. Well, Sheree, we were talking about getting some type of a backup generator here for the county side because the PD area has one or the grapher has one. Do you still want to kind of pursue that, or is that going to be way too much?
I heard the estimate.
Right.
$400,000.
Right. Yeah, I just want to make sure. I mean, I can line three people up to come look at it, but...
No, we'll give people some time off if we lose our power.
Don't waste your time or our time.
So we need a motion to recess.
I'd like to make a motion to recess.
Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Did he say second?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian and Scott.
Yeah.
What time is it? 5:30?
Yep.
Are you going to
that?
We're all going, right?
Yeah.
Game, the game, go here.
Scott,
until he has to go for a car ride. Doesn't have to test me to sign somewhere like this.